Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, a special edition of Ken and Curtis on Army Navy Saturday, presented by Mass Fallen Heroes and Jefferson's Bourbon. Live from the Harp at Patriot Place, it's WEEI's America's Broadcast. Here are your hosts, Ken and Curtis.
Oh, baby, yes, indeed. Cadet Curtis has made it, just arrived. He's in a good mood. Skirted many layers of security here at Gillette, just outside the Harp at Patriot Place. How are you, Curtis?
Ken, every time you take a picture of us, I'm reminded of how much this industry ages both of us. Holy God. But beautiful, I would say perfect day.
This is perfect.
In Foxborough. I have never been anywhere near an Army-Navy game, and I have always sort of, you know, it's always that great, it's always a sort of a dark, gloomy Saturday. You did some Christmas shopping, you get home, and the game's on. It's not something you seek out, you know, every year. But
it's normally in Philadelphia, which...
Right, and which is one of the worst cities on the planet.
Right.
And some notes on my way in from Boston. Number one, the easiest way to detect a mass hole I have ever experienced. So you take 95 to Route 1... And all of these cars from Maryland, D.C., you know, all over America are in the far right lane, orderly waiting to exit 95, merge with Route 1, and head to the stadium. And then, like, there's a Subaru, and then there's the Corolla, then there's this, you know, GMC mass hole just cutting in right at the last second. And everybody just peacefully waits, waiting and using the orderly military approach. Also, if you're going to the game today, and I'm jealous... Leave now.
Griffin and I were here at 0800. What took you so long?
Okay, well, the broadcast's at 10. And 0800, God. First Stolen Valor by Laird at 10:03. But it is, there's a lot of very important people here. They would just periodically just stop the flow of traffic. It is, I would put, this feels like a fortress right now, right here.
Well, it is. And they don't let you in. Where you park, I mean, there are no vehicles that get up from the parking areas.
Correct. So, I have had the privilege of broadcasting at World Series in St. Louis, been to four Radio Row Super Bowl events. We did who could forget, you know, Fort Myers spring training.
to mention the road shows.
All the road shows. But, I mean, in terms of meaning and significance, nothing comes close to Army-Navy. And I was in D.C. for Thanksgiving, and I'm walking with James in the mall, and you're looking up at the Capitol building, you're looking out to the Washington Memorial, and you see the people here, of all the places to be able to have a family, of all the places to have the privilege of living, and it's because of the people that make this game what it is. And people today that enlist or apply for the Naval Academy or, you know, go to West Point, they know that they're likely going to war. Like when in the
things are escalating.
Things are escalating. This is not exactly a peacetime. It seems like every week there's a new conflict in the world. And all these people who, if you get into the Naval Academy, if you get into West Point, you have your pick of the litter. You have to have, I think, a senator recommend you to get into the school. So odds are you got into Stanford and, you know, Michigan as well. And so to choose to go to one of these two academies, understanding what's going on in the world, is a next-level bit of courage and dedication and service that I don't think is very common these days.
No, and it's very cool to see the reunion atmosphere for both you know, the Army and the Navy here last night, all through Boston. Obviously, they chose the 250th anniversary of the Tea Party as a time to come up here. I think they're going to branch out more every 50 year or so. The game now moves to a different region, but this is only the third time it's been outside the Mid-Atlantic period. So this is just a rare occurrence for something that's been going on for 124 years. And Dan Magoon, who's the co-founder of Mass Fallen Heroes, one of our sponsors today, was talking about, you know, that yesterday. Just the ability to get people here at one place. It's obviously a great recruiting sales pitch for both the Army and the Navy, but it just connects families. It connects all these people that have gone through who knows what in their various branches of service and right. their lives, and it's a bonding thing, so it's really cool to watch it from afar as a civilian.
Right, and what we talked about, it, I think, was the Saturday of Veterans Day weekend, where we had had the lunch at 110 Grill in, was it Methuen?
Mm-hmm.
And
Malden.
And the best part of those lunches is not that, you know, it's free for us. It's that you see the vets and those that served immediately connect with people they had never met, but through their own experience. And, you know, you were in Iraq, or you were in Afghanistan, you were in Vietnam, whatever. People that, even we had two people from Korea, the Korean War. But it is such a cool camaraderie that really only exists with people that, you know, I heard yesterday with Fourier and Jones. There were two, one, I don't know, they were both from Navy or Army, but there was people who were doing the marathon.
The marathon run of the ball, yeah.
Right. And it's just, there's just a language that that we don't understand and that they do, but it is the coolest thing. And it's always the best to see the march of the midshipmen and the cadets into the stadium.
That starts at 12:10 today, the march of the brigade of the midshipmen, yeah, the Corps of Cadets. You want to set the scene of where we are here on the Lanai?
So we are sitting here at the Harp, which formerly was CBS Scene, if you haven't been down here in a while. And we are looking directly out at the Tom Brady Hall of Fame. And to our right is a
Tom Brady
brand new lighthouse. I don't know if you've heard about it. And behind the lighthouse is a video board that got some pub. But we are overlooking the main entrance. There's a Humvee that looks loaded right now.
Why did you take a picture of that and post it and say it was shine? That nice.
Well, he's a tank. And we are... I cannot say that there could have been this is the best possible weather day for December 9th in Foxborough, which feels about 50 degrees, sunny skies. We see right into the entryway into Gillette Stadium. Just heard the first trial run of the national anthem. Everything seems to be a go. And I would say it is probably one of the more secure places on the planet right now. There is enough military, police, and weaponry to stop any militia from attacking.
Yeah, and the Harp is, by the way, open to the public today. One of the few places here that is not rented out. So if you're lucky enough to have a ticket and coming down here, stop on by the Harp right at, as you say, the top of the stairs overlooking Gillette.
And if you're coming here and you haven't, I guess if this is something you do every year, you go to Army Navy, then it's probably like this, and the traffic is you're used to it. There's a lot of people that look like this is not their first time. But if you are here, just sort of going with your dad or with your kid or whatever, I would highly, highly recommend maybe a drop-off by the Papagenos. I'm serious. If you're looking to get here and get parked, it is an ordeal. I would leave now, or I would try and figure out a way to get a ride and walk up about a mile on Route 1, because it is incredibly packed. The parking's available if you can get to Route 1. It's $60 a car to park, just like Patriots games, but... Getting there right now seemed to be a bit of a hassle.
Cost of the ticket a little higher than the last Patriots home game.
Oh, my God. Well, but that makes sense, because if you figure how many seats are occupied by the people in the military, the dignitaries. I mean, you're talking, I don't know how big are the both of the, midshipmen and cadets are going to be here alone, like 10,000?
I would think at least.
So then you're already cutting it down to 50,000 in terms of the capacity, and then... It's going to be a jammed place, but yeah, Jonathan Kraft said it is as high a demand as they've ever seen when it comes to a game at Gillette Stadium.
And I do find it interesting, you know, the Belichick connection to the Naval Academy. He's here today, and he's going on college game day, and he, you know, by all accounts, was studying Navy game film in the womb, you know, as his dad was an assistant and longtime scout.
Did you see the locker room scene that they posted after their win in Pittsburgh?
I did.
So Joe Cardona... said, you know, got one more to go, and Bill Turner's getting one down, one to go this weekend. So both of them are all in on the Naval Academy winning today.
And might I say, it's very odd. It's kind of unnerving. You have been pounding Belichick for, you know, basically since Brady left, but it's really ramped up this year. You two have gone head-to-head, toe-to-toe in your Monday interviews on the Greg Hill Show.
Yep.
But you were the first, I think, to notice a different pep in his step after the loss, even before the win in Pittsburgh. And you were sort of outright predicting he's going to stay. And am I correct that you kind of endorse it?
No.
You're back on Bill staying.
No, here's what I said, and I mean it. I've worked with people that have checked out. His name rhymes with Dennis. And
he had a run out, unfortunately, for John.
Well, I mean, when you're counting down the days left in your contract and doing birthdays, it's kind of a sign for everybody else.
But fair point.
What we see with Bill every week is a guy, or what I noticed with Bill. So the Patriots lose to the Chargers here. It was as dead as it was the nadir. It was, this stadium was dead. It was half full at the kickoff. The team couldn't score a point. Second shutout loss in one season. And we get here, and it's a dreary Monday morning. We get in at 7:30. Bill comes in with Bears and sits down. And the backup that I noticed, a guy that was frustrated, that was not, he hadn't quit on the season, and he hadn't quit on making things right here. And we had all heard this just steady drumbeat of, he's done, he's leaving. The, you know, Mike Vrabel, Gerard Mayo. It was, we were already, you know, measuring the windows for the drapes,
right,
for the new guy to come in. And when I saw that from Bill, I just, the Dan Orlovsky side of the conversation was null and void. That Bill does
that
not
the deal
have,
was in place.
That he has a deal in place. You just don't act that way if you're Bill Belichick after that loss, when the season's clearly over. They're not going to the playoffs.
Well, theoretically, he could still have a deal in place elsewhere and just be reinvigorated to start his new gig and get out of here on a good note.
Bill Belichick, that we spoke to that Monday, is someone that is not done yet here. He may be told it's done, time to be done. He may be fired, but the thought that he was going to, you know, just sort of quietly go off into the night was something that I just didn't expect. And if I'm Robert Kraft, I go in a new direction. I do. I mean, that's what I would do. But everything I've heard since that Monday, since we started talking about this new Bill, is Brett Breer saying Bill Belichick planning like he's going to be here next year, engaged in the scouting process, doing everything he would have been doing in years prior. But interesting to note, considering the conversation surrounding his future. You have the performance Thursday night with Bailey Zappe. Bill Belichick has the easy Mac Jones, you know, Kevlar vest that you forced this guy upon me. He sucked. He ruined the season.
And by the way, he may have kept that Kevlar vest on purposely a little while longer. I heard you say that, and I like that theory.
Why not? I mean, yep. If you want to force me to do this, and Zappe's performance against the Chargers, while I thought it was better than what Mac had done, they didn't score. The first half, that pass to Hunter Henry against the Steelers, there are so many questions I have about how Mac maintained the starting job for so long. I don't understand it. I get it. I get the Belichick part where we got to have the guy here. Robert, you wanted him. You got him. You know, it's an easy way to explain away a lost season. But how bad must Zappe have been in practice? Because everybody apparently hates Mac, correct?
He must have a couple guys still in his corner.
But, you know, do you believe the Andrew Callahan story now?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so he doesn't have a lot of friends. Clearly the head coach isn't a friend.
Yeah.
Billy O'Brien seems to be engaged with Zappe. Who was the one saying we need Mac? I mean, if you're Gesicki and he's gyrating like a Neanderthal when he overthrows you, when he's making bad pass after bad pass, Wiggy said yesterday he would have...
Yeah, but I heard you say that yesterday, and that was, Brady did that every week, and you loved it. I mean, gyration. Brady was Mr. Gyration.
Okay.
So,
What is hard for you to understand? Tom Brady won 6 Super Bowls here.
Well, right. But he was passionate. You appreciated his passion. Mac was passionate. It just didn't quite land in the win column.
Okay, well, that's like saying Joe Torre can run on the field and yell with an ump and get tossed, and Ron Renicki can. It's the same thing.
Well, I know it's going to be a tough day for me to dodge some of my takes from the year. Danny from Quincy wanted, I'm going to give him credit. Mentioning Danny in the first segment, 2 weeks ago, you weren't here. I was on the show. You weren't. And Danny wanted Zappi in, and I said, why? What's the point? What are we going to see from this guy? What? And then last week, it seemed that was, you know, he did nothing. But then in game two, he has a great first half.
But the thing with game one that everybody misses is that they were in that game because they didn't pee down their leg on offense.
Okay, but they scored zero.
I'm in full agreement. But the reason why Mac was a disaster wasn't because they didn't put up points. It's because he scored points against his own team.
Mm-hmm. All right, we are here at the Harp at Patriot Place, open to the public here on this 124th Army-Navy Saturday. WEI's America's Broadcast, brought to you in part by Mass Fallen Heroes and by Jefferson's Bourbon. Come on down and see the show here until 2 o'clock. Our Mike Catlick will be our first guest today, 10:45. He is down here taking pictures inside the stadium.
Can we relive some of Catlick's glowing praise from training camp about the new revamped offense?
I would enjoy that. He'll be around later this hour. And many, I don't know, you will recognize, I'm sure, the four stars that are here, I'm hoping, because they're, like, you know, significant people here. So you have
General Petraeus here.
And if so, we'll try to get some of those gentlemen on. Joe Braverman ready to trend right now.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, last night, the Celtics remained undefeated at home. They win 133-123 over the Knicks. Derek White led the way with 30 points, only the second time in his career with 30 or more. Jason Tatum put in 25. Kristaps Porzingis returned to the lineup after missing four games. He put in 21. Big story, though, was Jaylen Brown suffering his first career ejection in the fourth quarter. He talked after the game, trying to defend himself from his first career ejection.
I always thought my first career ejection would be something a little more exciting. You know, maybe a tussle with some, you know, guys get folded up, go to the ground, not some over-emotional ref who had a bad day. Like, what I'm most upset about is I should have got my money's worth.
Seas will continue their homestand with two straight games versus the Cleveland Cavaliers beginning on Tuesday. Staying in the NBA, the first NBA in-season tournament champions will be crowned tonight as the Pacers will face the Lakers from Las Vegas. Bruins have a matinee matchup at the Garden this afternoon against the Coyotes. Coach Jim Montgomery said he's hopeful that Charlie McAvoy will be able to play after leaving Thursday's loss with an upper body injury. Puck drop is set for 1 p.m. No free agency moves from the Red Sox, but they did make another trade, acquiring outfielder Tyler O'Neill from the St. Louis Cardinals for right-handers Nick Robertson and Victor Santos. Patriots made a roster move a day after defeating the Steelers on Thursday Night Football. The team has waived running back Ty Montgomery. According to Mike Reese, there is an opportunity for him to make the practice squad. To fill his spot, the team has claimed linebacker Christian Ellis off of waivers from the Eagles. And the Commander-in-Chief's trophy is on the line today at Gillette Stadium as Army takes on Navy. We'll have Westwood One's coverage of that game right here on 93.7 WEI-FM beginning at 2 p.m. following Ken and Curtis. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Zappi throwing, caught, Henry, touchdown. Whoa. So Henry, who scored the prior touchdown, went into the medical tent for just a moment, comes back, and scores again.
All it took was one game, Curtis. A couple highlights here and there. People are back in. Even you are entertaining the idea of Bill Belichick sticking around. As we broadcast here, America's broadcast at the Harp at Patriot Place. It is Ken and Curtis on the scene. Ken Laird here. My friend Chris Curtis here as well. Missing the big Greg Hill 5K today.
Yeah.
For this pageantry, which is a good trade in my opinion.
Yeah, hopefully Shime finishes by Monday.
And we've got some members of both sides here already today. A Navy man to our right of some repute. He's predicting a Navy win today.
Yeah,
I'm not going to argue with that.
Everybody that says, if it's a Navy man, I say, yeah, they're going to win. If Army, I say, yeah, you got them. Go get them. But no, it's an unbelievable scene. Awesome. I was down yesterday. Obviously, we were here. Hopped in the pro shop. And interesting, though, it is still Mac everywhere. I mean, if there's anybody that's got an investment in the guy succeeding, I mean, Kraft.
Well, why aren't they showing him then? God, he's been erased from existence on the broadcast.
I mean, literally, the only Patriots jersey I could find anywhere was Mac Jones, number 10. 10, they had
cut off the zero.
They had the camouflaged, so maybe that's what he's wearing. Camouflaged Mac Jones jerseys are all the rage because he like blends into the sideline, but it is
Don't you have a little sympathy for the way he's
none,
went down?
Zero.
Really?
Zero. He is a total dink.
No, he is not.
What?
He's. I thought I'd give him credit for the way he's handled himself this year through all this.
Ken.
It's not been a good year.
Joe.
He's rattled.
Braverman.
He had the yips.
Do me a favor, Joe. In GHS Daily, there is Washburn with Mac Jones after the comeback win against the Bills. Let me know when you have it. That is all you need to know about the guy.
What, the praising of Bill O'Brien?
It's not him. It's that they finally played the... called
Maybe
the plays
he was right.
That he wanted.
Maybe he was right.
He sucks, Ken. He's awful.
He doesn't have it currently. He was good. I still think it's in there. I'm with Orlovsky. He'll be a starter somewhere else next
year.
You
thought he was better than Brady, okay?
Well, he still could be. Brady wasn't Brady, as we've heard on the 03 lookbacks.
How many
a lot of low-scoring games in 03.
03 lookbacks, right. How many Mac Jones starts over-under set at half with the Patriots going forward? Oh, what do you
betting? He's done here. Okay. He's gone.
So,
as I say, you can't even find him.
You want to go back over the Patriots' first-round picks?
I don't.
I mean, it is, if you're looking for any reason why they are where they are, it begins with Sony Michel, Isaiah Wynn.
And they won a Super Bowl with those guys.
Right. They won a Super Bowl with Matt Chatham three times. Do you think it was because of him?
Do you want to break down Tyler O'Neill at any point today?
Not really.
It's a little sad. Turner is gone.
Is he the one that started Married with Children?
Justin Turner is no longer. They have decided to move on to Tyler O'Neill.
Yeah, he had too much of a personality, and people could relate to him.
We'll get to that later. All right, back to the calls. Well, we'll start with the calls. 617-779-7937. Matt in the car here to kick us off on Army-Navy Saturday. Hi, Matt.
What's going on, guys? First of all, I appreciate the service for all our veterans out there. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I don't even know who I root for, Army and Navy, but Bill Belichick was the reason I called. Everybody's beating the drum to get rid of Belichick. Who are we going to get? There's no great coaches out there. There's guys getting fired left and right. I don't see any of these teams with lines of coaches in the queue. Oh, this guy's going to be up next. He's going to be great. It seems like a plethora of morons. We have one of the best.
Why are they 3-10?
Because Bill Belichick, the GM, absolutely stinks.
So then
he's
do you
the
think
worst
he's not
GM in the history of the game.
So you think he'll acquiesce and he'll just say, okay, you got it. I'm not going to be the GM anymore.
No, I think that he's going to. I think that they're going to quietly behind the scenes say, "This is who we're going to draft, Bill, and you're going to coach the team." And I think he would acquiesce. He's got his kids here. He's got his home here. He needs two more seasons.
Well, your overall point is a good
Great
one,
Matt. Show, I mean, by the way, guys.
There are a
thank
lot of bad,
you very much.
Thank you, Matt. There are a lot of bad coaches out there, including Mike Tomlin, who's probably going to get fired.
What grade would you give Bill Belichick the coach the last couple of years?
Oh, boy. As the coach, if you give him the defense, they've been consistent.
I'm just the coach. You can't pick.
But they've, last year they were a comedy of errors in terms of penalties and even special teams.
I mean, they tried to with Tavai. We love Tavai, but he got bailed out by a ref.
Yeah. No, I think he gets a C at best as a coach.
Right. So, I mean.
So why not give Mayo a chance if he's the guy that's behind the defense on game days? And that's the best thriving unit of this mess of a four-year span.
Right.
Wouldn't that be the internal candidate, the easiest choice?
Yeah, I would say in order of likelihood, I would put Gerard Mayo head coach next year, most likely. Bill Belichick second most likely, and then some random, I guess Vrabel third. So it would go Mayo, Belichick, Vrabel in order of most likely to happen. And everybody calls with that same thing. Robert Kraft pays Bill Belichick the highest salary of any coach in American team sports. He sits wherever he sits today, and he says, so I couldn't get someone to lose 10 games for $5 million? Why am I paying $25 million? And so we all want to go back and revisit these unbelievable years where the Patriots, you know, were snapping the ball intentionally off the uprights in Mile High Stadium to beat the Broncos on Monday Night Football. It's just not there anymore. Game day. Did you see him losing his mind about the J.C. Jackson pass interference?
I know. That happens often, Ken.
That happens. What was the game? Was it the Dolphins where they had the clear helmet-to-helmet hit, and he's going batch bleep?
But you know how that is. That's like a college basketball coach. Maybe you just need to work the refs so often every game to just get them on your side. Did you ever see him so irrationally irritated at the wrong things? Yeah. I mean,
that's
true.
Age.
Like, throw by the kid.
Like, I love my dad and my mom, but like they get mad about random things these days. You know, when you hit your 70s, it's just sort of like, you know, you flip out about like putting the tomato cans in the wrong place.
Okay, but you say that, but Jones phrased this perfectly yesterday. If Kraft wanted an excuse to not fire Bill, he has it this week. With the win Thursday, people are back in. Bill's reengaged, reinvigorated. You saw it yourself Monday. And then the Army-Navy game here this weekend, where Bill is in his glory around this game that he grew up with, around the academy.
What the hell does the Army-Navy game have to do with Bill Belichick?
Because he's on display, he's on College Game Day, and all the history of Bill, the mystique of Bill as the greatest coach of all time, is on display for the world. Yeah. So it's easy to see that and say, why would we get rid of this guy for an unknown?
Yeah, I would just say that what that represents is how the organization lost its way and made things more about their own ego and serving their masters instead of winning a championship. Because nobody listening to us right now gives a damn that Belichick's on game day. Well, why would they care?
But didn't you feel yesterday a different vibe that we haven't felt all year?
Ken, I was the one that brought up the vibe after they lost to the Chargers.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking No, but here's
the hater of haters.
I'm not a hater. I'm just honest. Here's the deal. Bill Belichick does not want to leave here. He doesn't want to get fired a second time.
Kraft doesn't really want to fire him. I don't believe
that. So I agree that both sides are looking for a reason to hang on, not a reason to cut the cord.
Right.
However.
And one win in Pittsburgh is all it took.
Thank you, Matt. We got our vet here,
yeah,
Matt
he
Houston, the man.
Paratrooper of some repute himself, one of our sales guys.
Toughest guy at the company by far. Not exactly a very big compliment. But neither wants to cut the cord, but both would be better served without the other. Both would be better served.
But we took one caller saying you're not. They're not. They're better off staying together.
Okay, that caller had a theory that is not practical in nature. Very nice gentleman, good taste in radio. He said that Bill's going to stay and he'll acquiesce to losing those jobs. He will not. So, what's the option? Because you can't keep Bill, the guy who's the GM. And here's where Wiggy's right. He says that Bill needs to go somewhere where it's turnkey. Yeah, because he can't build it. He has to go a place where it's ready to win right now.
Well, maybe they found the guy, Zappy the Future.
Ken.
You love him.
I love him because he's not Mac.
Okay, well.
I loved Michael Bishop, too.
Here we go, back to the calls. And here's another guy. See, Spencer in Maine. Keep Zappy.
Oh, we need to find the guy in Maine that owes $100 to the Greg Hill Foundation who said that the Patriots would win the division.
Was that you, Spencer?
No, but Curtis, I was there. I was at that thing. Was that in Old Orchard Beach?
Yes.
I can't remember, but yeah, I remember you guys talking about it. Oh my God, what a swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Two things. One, Curtis, I need you to take victory laps on Ken all day. You're still on the island, Ken, aren't you?
Well, I just feel bad for the way Mac was treated, and that's why he lost in this whole thing. He was done dirty.
No, he wasn't.
He was surrounded by garbage. Patricia was doing a guy dirty. Come on, let's admit.
Patricia did a better job than this offense.
Yeah, not if you listen to people by Thursday. Go ahead, Spencer.
Curtis, don't you love when you ask a yes or no question to Ken and then it just goes sideways from Ken? Oh, my God.
Do you think Mac Jones was dealt a good hand?
I feel like I'm watching Ken's Hero on Meet the Press.
Do you think Mac came into a good situation?
Yeah. Yes, you say he's the best coach in NFL history.
Yeah, but he's lost his way with this offense. Go ahead, Spencer.
Curtis, I'm going to give you a hypothetical, Curtis, and I think you'll agree because I love your Marvin Harrison first pick. Let's just say hypothetically, Zappy, you know, continues to play well. We maybe win a couple more games, but he's showing promise. I could see obviously Max shifts somewhere. He's a backup somewhere. Maybe he doesn't even clear. I don't even know. But we could keep Zappy if he plays well. Go with Marvin Harrison Jr. And then you possibly pick up, I think, another receiver or something else, maybe a different tight end, something like that. What do you think? I think Ken's going to lose his mind, but I think Curtis will get, you know, get behind me on this.
Yeah.
So there's – see, there it is. We've had two calls, one to keep Bill and one to keep Zappi.
Well, here's
Zappi's
what I'll say.
The future.
They're definitely going to keep Zappi. He's making $400,000.
Right. And keep him as a starter. He's different from the draft a guy.
That's Laird money. And what I would also say that I was in a very in-depth text thread with my buddies from high school who all were enraged that I said take Marvin Harrison.
Right.
I am so secure
stupid.
In that. It is not. The hardest commodity to find in the NFL right now is a elite wide receiver.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How many subpar quarterbacks have won Super Bowls in the last 20 years? You bring this up all the time?
Well, how do we know that the wide receiver is not going to make the quarterback look good? You think Tua is subpar?
Yes.
Okay, well,
he's been made to be par.
Okay, how many par quarterbacks have won a Super Bowl? It's difficult.
Exactly.
When Brady won half of them, there's not a lot of Super Bowls to win the last 20 years.
Right, so I mean, Miami is far from being a championship team here.
Right now, they're the favorite to win the AFC.
Damning with faint praise, I mean, God.
Okay, but so Tua could win a Super Bowl.
I don't see it.
You don't see Tua having any shot of winning a Super Bowl.
He's got an outside shot.
Okay, what are the odds that a top five quarterback wins the Super Bowl for the team he was drafted by?
50-50.
50-50. There's been one. Eli Manning, the only one in the last 25 years. He wasn't even drafted by the Giants. He was drafted by the Chargers. Who's the guy before him?
But yeah, I don't like top five. I mean, Mahomes should be included as an elite quarterback.
No, but that's why it's such a crapshoot. You have a lot more Mariotas and Blake Bortles than you do have Peyton Manning and Matt Stafford.
First round. Take a first round quarterback. They could trade back and take a quarterback. I'd be fine with that.
Okay,
but the quarterback.
But that, if you trade back, then you take Marvin Harrison. No, what I would do is I would take Marvin Harrison at 3-2, whatever they end up at, and then I would trade back into the first round to get a quarterback.
For who?
Because the Chiefs weren't sitting there at 10. They traded up to get Mahomes.
Bo Nix, Michael Penix.
By the way, worst draft pick, like we always do. Who are the two guys taken before Jordan? It was, Worthy? Who are the two NBA players before Jordan? He went third.
Yeah.
Anyway. I hate my brain dissipating.
Mine, too.
But,
that's embarrassing.
The Trubisky at 2 for the Bears.
Sam Bowie. Anakin.
Trubisky at 2 may be the worst pick in NFL history. Considering what was there, the next guy was sitting there.
Trey Lance is pretty bad in recent memory.
But who was there around him?
I know, but they gave up everything to go up and get him.
But that's another reason to tell you that you can do that and still succeed if you spend. By the way, did you read that Reese retrospective this week about how the Patriots landed where they are before the Thursday night game?
No.
There was that quote from Bill in 2020 saying, we sold out, we went all in.
Right.
3 years later, that thing is aged like $5 wine.
Yeah,
I mean,
you want to keep Bill now.
What are you talking about? I don't want to keep Bill. I said he wants to keep his job.
Let's go to Sorja in Mansfield. Good morning, Sorja.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Good. How are you?
You guys are in my backyard. I'd love to come see you guys. I'm sure that if I go there, that's traffic. I might not be able to get back.
Yeah.
Just walk here if you're that close. The Harp is wide open.
Yep. Leave yesterday.
6 points here. So, you know, I just wanted to give you guys a quick shout-out for yesterday. I thought the carousel of hosts yesterday was just such an awesome experience to listen to. This win was huge because, Ken, I totally get what you're saying about this Army-Navy game.
Yeah. Think about it. And that broadcast was actually the idea, Sorja, to mix up the host was mine, so thanks.
It was not. Good.
Carry on.
You grumbled at being down here for an extra hour of work. You grumbled for 2 weeks.
Well, it was 2 hours.
I make any decision, and it's followed by Curtis grumbling for 2 weeks,
okay.
no matter what it is.
I said it once. You're sensitive, my Lord.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, I was just going to say, as you were saying, think about Bill loses this game with Zappi. Then he has to go on college game day. You know they're going to grill him, right? Now he's going in with a good vibe, right?
Right.
And I think there's a big difference between whether we want to keep Bill or whether he's going to actually stay. I think I toss and turn like every day like everyone else, and I just think he's going to stay because I just don't see him leaving because for Bill, for example, he's a smart guy. I don't think he sees any other opportunity. I think there will be teams that kind of try to kind of bring him in. I think yesterday on the Greg Hill Show, award-winning show, you guys were saying that I think for one of the coaches, I'm blanking on his name, but I think it was like two rounds and two first-round picks and two second-round picks to
Sean
bring him,
Payton.
Bring
him
Sean
in.
Payton. Yeah, no, it's a good point, Sorja. I mean, that if anything, to appeal to Kraft, which I still don't think I could see it happening, him firing Bill. But he might trade him if the group of picks is...
Wait, last week you said it was over. Now you don't think he could...
I don't think he'll fire him, is what I'm saying.
So you think it'll be
But a trade is possible, if Bill acquiesces.
What is it called?
But Bill has to agree
uncoupling?
To it.
Uncoupling, what do they call
yeah,
it?
Yeah, conscious uncoupling.
Robert Kraft trading for a first-round pick would be perfect, right?
Yep, because that's the perfect scenario.
You traded a first to get him, you win six Super Bowls, you trade a first to say goodbye. It'd be like the Brandon Cooks trade on steroids.
But if Bill says no, then what? Then you're stuck, you got to ride him out.
Right. Bill's leverage is... So I also think that Dan Orlovsky, while he's wrong that Bill is somewhere else or is agreed in principle to do something somewhere else next season... Bill is leveraging the fact that other teams want him as a means to retain power within the organization. You would agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all of those things are going on, but I have to say, it was so nice. I forgot what it was like to watch Akeem, like, actually play offense.
And by the way, you were on Mack Island for most of the year with Greg, and now you're, like, openly rooting for Zappi and just trashing. What a fraud you are.
I'm not a fraud at all. I'm rooting for the team.
You were a fraud for months. Your Mac Jones love was a total ruse.
No.
A red herring, a lie.
My Mac Jones love had very little to do with Mac Jones, and it more had disdain for people like Gresh, who loved him.
Well, but I don't know. You agreed with Gresh for months.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay,
Gresh and I were never on the same page.
You weren't a Mac guy.
No, I said that...
You were on Mack Island.
No, I said early in the year the offensive line was awful, and I stand by the fact that Bill Belichick screwed them. Why wouldn't
okay,
you...
Okay, they did him dirty. You agree with me.
Question for you. If they signed DeAndre Hopkins and signed Jacoby Myers and released DeVante Parker, what's their record?
They win four games.
Oh, I think they win two of those first three.
Yeah, I mean, the first one, yes. The drop ball.
So you're 2-1 instead of 1-2.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole season has a different look to it.
It could.
And I don't think that Mac Jones is far worse than Bailey Zappi as
Thank
an
you.
NFL player.
He's not worse.
He's just a total
He's just wrecked.
Disaster
exactly.
between the ears.
We agree. All right, 617-779-7937. Our friends from Mass Fallen Heroes are here. We'll talk to some of those men, but I think Cadillac's going to join us next. You think Cadillac has any reporting on this? Or you just want to bash him? You just want to batter him around for his...
I just hope he's finally gotten a little more negative.
Yeah, that's what we need. You cover that for the rest of the station. All right, oh, at God. The Harp at Patriot Place, it's America's broadcast here
perfect
until
day.
2.
It Absolutely is a perfect day. Gorgeous.
You pulling for Army or Navy? This game is big. Last year, they fired the Navy coach.
So I don't know why.
Right after the game at his locker for losing the game.
Ken Niamatamolo?
Yes.
So I've always liked him because he was on a plane with me once, and he seemed nice.
Oh, really?
So I always rooted for Navy. I always found their – I just like the aesthetic of their uniform better than the ones at West Point. So Bill and I are on the same team. Go okay. Navy, beat Army.
We'll be right back. All right, back at the Harp at Patriot Place. It is WEI's America's Broadcast. Ken Laird, Chris Curtis.
So, Ken, I don't know if it's like this back in the parts of Pennsylvania where you were reared,
mm-hmm.
but one of my favorite Boston traditions is you meet somebody, and within 2 seconds, 6 degrees of separation, you know half their family. It's
well,
this.
What Mike Cadillac just did was bordering on creepy.
No, but it's true.
He's like joining us right now.
You meet somebody, and odds are you know someone that they knew. There's no other. We were just. I think we're now number eighth market in America. Good job, Ken.
But that wasn't me. You pledged your blame me for the feedback.
No, I'm saying good job. We're now a top eight market.
Oh, great. Yes, thank
it
you.
It is the smallest big city on the planet.
Right.
Everybody knows someone who knows someone.
Well, Mike Cadillac's our Patriots beat reporter, and we were talking to these.
Except for me, nobody's like, "Oh, I've never met him."
He just,
Cadillac said, "Are you married to?" He just shouted out this guy's wife.
He's I know. Like, he's what? Like,
"I recognize them. It's the social media age. Oh. Come on, man.
Are you
we know everybody?
Do you know Billy Boombas?
Yeah. Freddie Ballgame. We know yeah. Freddie Ballgame.
I love it.
Cadillac coming back from the college game day set. Yes. How was it over there?
It's awesome. This place electric. This whole day, it's really cool. I'm a college football fan. Army Navy is also obviously, you know, I mean, it's not SEC, it's not Big Ten, but this game itself is like obviously, you know, a legit experience. I'm glad I'm here. It feels good to have a legit, you know, top tier like important football game here at Gillette Stadium. We haven't had that in some time. So, you know, the environment, I'm serious. It's electric. It's good. So
I thought the same thing, Mike.
Yeah.
Driving down Route 1.
Seeing everybody. It's like it's.
It reminded me. Yeah. I had feels of the, one of my, well, you're too young, but the Patriots Steelers AFC divisional game, 1996 season. It was played in 97.
Yet, Chris.
It was a foggy, they had like fireworks and you couldn't even see the other side of the field. Old Foxborough Stadium, but had those feels. I really do miss the feeling of this. I've never been to a Super Bowl. Been there for the week, you know, lead-ups for the four Patriots games that have been on when I've been at EEI. This has a feel of what the outside, the sort of the general je ne sais quoi of a Super Bowl. You have a huge police presence. I mean, it's like a war zone here, obviously, with the amount of...
I mean, there's state police here from New Hampshire, New York. The guy was there, they're pulling them in from all over the place.
I mean, I'm serious. I wonder, because the Super Bowl is protected by Homeland Security because of its threat. I wonder if this is probably similarly done.
Yeah.
So it is a... but nobody seemed angry. That's the sort of same thing at the Super Bowl. Everybody was just happy to be around it, whereas here it's a very much a unique and... cool feeling. It is a big game feel. I know the over-under is at 27.5. So
I don't know if there's... I already bet the under.
You did?
I'm on the under. So it's hit 16 of the last 17 years.
Oh, what a total mush move that is.
It was 16 years in a row. Last year, the game went to overtime, so it went over. But I'm going back to the unders. So.
Yeah.
I am very hopeful that it's at least a good game, but it is so cool to see they got the people at ESPN down at Bunker Hill in Boston. It's taken over the city. I mean, all over Boston you see people from Army and West Point, or Army and the Naval Academy, and it is a really cool feel. And as I said earlier, if you're just joining us, if you're going to the game, good for you. Leave now. Or get a ride and get dropped off at, you know, by the Papagino's on Route 1.
Now, Belichick is coming by the game day set. At 11:30, you said?
Yep, 11:30, Belichick. He's their guest picker. Robert Kraft should be up there as well at some point, I believe. They're obviously gonna, I don't know if they're together. That would be interesting. I saw someone on Twitter said they need to get them on the set together and start asking the hard questions.
Oh, yeah. You reminded me of something. So the broadcast the other night.
Yes.
You had the Al Michaels throw it out there. What if Brady and Bill are on Fox together? Totally less than 1% chance of happening. I get it. But you know who would be the guy that would get that done? It's Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
Broadcast committee. He's connected with all those networks. What a cool
Yeah, but no
crew
way it
that
happens.
Would be.
There's no way that happens.
I know, less than 1%.
But that would be incredible.
Even for a game, just one game. Like if they do a Super Bowl together.
On Amazon Prime.
Oh, it would be awesome. Anybody could be better than Herb Street. God, does he suck.
You don't like him?
Awful.
No, he does a good job, Chris. Come on.
In the NFL?
Oh, no, his NFL is so
Oh, I like
his
Herb Street. College football's
okay,
great.
Okay.
No. The Thursday night Prime
but the
broadcast.
The Thursday night game is such a strange broadcast in itself. You got to log in and streaming and the whole thing. And
it feels like it's for an international community too. Like the things that they describe, it's like they're aiming towards an audience that has never seen a football game before.
And you can tell Al obviously just kind of went for the bag there because Amazon gave him the most money. But it felt so
I miss Al on Sunday night.
I was going to say it felt so much more important was he was on a Sunday night football game. You know, real prime time. You don't have to log into it. You don't have to stream it. It's just Sunday night football with him. It felt important. This feels. Obviously, a lot more fake with him on there, but you know he's
the best, right? Yeah. Al Michaels, most accomplished broadcaster. Going back, you
still
got
still living.
Just I guess my generation. You go back to the Miracle on Ice. He calls that game at Lake Placid. Calls World Series.
Yeah.
Calls Super Bowls with Madden with Collinsworth. Does Monday night. Does Sunday night. I mean, the only thing I don't think he's done is basketball.
I have a soft spot for Joe Buck as a broadcaster. I like Buck. He's called a lot of important games, especially around here, World Series, Super Bowls with the Patriots involved. So I like Buck. I have a soft spot for him. But
speaking of soft spots,
this is officially lunacy.
Do you think
Buck and Aikman's broadcast of Super Bowl 51 was the perfect broadcast?
Yeah.
Do you think Kraft gets swept up in this nostalgia for Bill here at the Army Navy game Thursday? A rare win. Some praise being heaped down on Belichick again. There's, you know, few good options out there to replace him, it appears. Do you think he is looking for an excuse to keep him, and this was one?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, look, they're lucky they won on Thursday night because if they come in here as a loss, the environment, I feel like it would feel a little bit different, you know, coming in here after a Patriots loss, going to 2-11. So, you know, they win that game. Belichick's obviously front and center for this thing. You're right as far as trying to find excuses to keep him around. I feel like they're going to try and find whatever they can. And even myself looking at it, you know, I've been calling for and kind of saying that Belichick should have been done, you know, after those two blowouts to Dallas and the Saints. It didn't feel like he was getting through. It didn't feel like his message was there. But even after Thursday night's win in Pittsburgh, now I'm kind of thinking like, okay, you know, There's something there. You see the locker room videos. Did you see the video with Zappi when he went and gave the big bro hug to Bill O'Brien, and then he goes over to Belichick. He's like, "Good game, sir." That was weird. But I don't know. Maybe there's still something there. But I don't want him heading up the personnel department.
Okay,
so
then he's not back.
Like, I know, that's the thing. That's what I keep going back to. If they come to him and come to the table this winter and say, "We want you to be our head coach. Right. We have to take away personnel." He's going to say no.
Right. Well, Kraft already drafted Mac. He could do it again.
But that's
take
like
the
saying,
next quarterback.
That's like saying, "Hey, if I can get a ticket for face value, I'll bring you to the game today." Right. Okay. Well, there's nothing for face value. Like you just let's live in the real world. We had a caller earlier who said the same thing. Obviously, Bill Belichick can coach defense, but you hope, as Ken said, that through osmosis, that Jerod Mayo has learned enough of that he can maintain that level of play. And I need to see some spending, like. The fact that they said 27th in league spending.
Oh, God, here we go again.
The last 3 years, and then they're 31st. And as I said to Bill, not only are they 31st, they're $21 million less than the second least spending AFC team in the Tennessee Titans. And that's what you see. The product doesn't, that's what the product is.
Right, and that's kind of why you look at the, you look at the fact that they'll probably have, a top 3 to 5 pick. I don't think they're going to win. They might win one more game against the Jets. Like, yeah, Thursday night was great, but they just don't
see it. A lot of momentum going into the Chiefs game.
Yeah, they're not
going to pull it off.
No.
All right.
But rumor has it Taylor Swift might, in fact, be here.
Yeah.
I keep hearing those rumblings.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But
we'll get Coco down here.
But I know that they, whatever, they'll end up with 3 to 5 wins. The team this offseason has so many holes.
It's not just a quarterback, right, Chris?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So. We were doing Marvin Harrison. I mean, I don't know where you fall on that, but he's a guy who at Ohio State, with a middle-of-the-pack quarterback at best in the Big Ten, is the best player in college football. So I don't know what that means for the NFL, but I am certain that Marvin Harrison will be good in the NFL. I don't know if Drake May is going to be great in the NFL. I mean, he might. He might be an all-pro. Who knows? But there are far more misses in the top five when it comes to quarterback than we want to give it credit for.
Yeah, I would agree, but it's also the most important position, bar none, across the entire roster. So you got to take your swings and misses at the top. And, the best players, the most, impactful players, I look at Caleb Williams, and, you can say all you want about him sitting in the stands and crying. And,
I don't care about that.
Good, because neither do I. It's kind of stupid, I think. But
he's...
I don't want to compare him to Patrick Mahomes because, it's impossible to do. It happens when you compare guys to Tom Brady. You just can't do it. But
and Peyton Manning cried every week, and we loved him. So.
There you go. Exactly. But, no, I look at a guy like Caleb Williams, and I see someone who has a skill set similar to a Patrick Mahomes where he can throw it all across the field. He's smart enough to understand defenses. He can make plays with his legs. He improvises. He's not always on schedule. And, that USC team, obviously their defense stunk this year, but their offense was always legit. I'm pretty sure Caleb ended up leading the league in touchdown passes, or the NCAA in touchdown passes.
And Lincoln Riley, pretty good offensive coach.
Exactly.
He's not really been in some, old school college, wishbone system. I mean,
exactly.
It's relatively pro-ready.
Yeah, so, I look, and I agree. It's more than just the quarterback that's, bringing this team down. The entire roster is shot. So if you do have a top three pick, the two quarterbacks do go, maybe you should take a wide receiver. Maybe you do trade into the first round and grab
a tackle. They take a left tackle? No, I'm serious. You look at the 49ers. I know line plays usually middays on EEI, but Trent Williams is maybe their most valuable player.
Yeah. But I don't see them doing it at the top of the draft.
Yeah.
I do look at a situation, a scenario, and Jeff Howell from The Athletic wrote this the other day where...
How does Chattanooga's line look this year? Is there any other...
Jeff Howell from The Athletic said that he thinks that Belichick could garner a first-round pick in a trade.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know if Bill will sit there and look at the whole circumstance of where he wants to go next and say yes to that, because then he loses a first-round draft pick on the other side.
Right.
I don't know what power. Coaching trades are weird in that whole thing. But if the Patriots can somehow flip Belichick for a first, then they have a top three pick. You're picking a pick, call it three, pick 15 to 20, and then pick 30, 35. So, that's three guys in the top 35 that you can come in and really start to rebuild your roster if you go quarterback, wide receiver, tackle at some point in whatever order.
And not to mention, you have the 2025 seventh you got for Nick Folk you could throw in.
All right, Catholic's going to try to get an exclusive Bill Robert Kraft one-on-one. Down
oh, yeah, that
set.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. Follow him all over social media. Mike Catholic
doing
a great job this year covering the Patriots beat here on Ken and Curtis. We'll be back. We're here until 2, up until pregame. We've got the call of the game today via Westwood 1, 2 o'clock, Westwood 1, Army-Navy on WEI.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.